Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by Patriot Gold Group. It is the four-year anniversary of COVID, and I forgot. I didn't see it coming, and just casually mentioned it. I think Trump gave his speech on March 11th of 2020, so we're just a couple days past it. I casually mentioned it on the radio today, and we got a ton of phone calls on it, and we didn't have time to take them all because I didn't anticipate that. So I think we should dedicate more time to it next week. I never want to hear the word COVID ever again. So I never want to talk about it ever. But I also want to make sure we all remember the lessons from COVID and we don't forget those lest we repeat it, because we surely will. This is all just a test run, a little beta test for how we respond to something like that. And we failed. We failed miserably. The biggest revelation for me through COVID and after was how terrified people are of death. And we haven't begun to have that conversation in this country. And I get it. I understand why people are afraid. I understand why people don't want to die. And I understand why people are afraid of it. But not Christians. So I'm not prepared to think clearly about this, to be honest. So I'm coming to you for help on this one. Do any scriptures come to mind? Any writings from the greats? Any books on this topic on how Christians should view death and how Christians should be thinking about death every day? What should our posture to death be? And then in times of crisis, like a plague or something, how should we view it? We can spend some time on that next week. And really, I want to bring that one to the radio audience, even the secular audience, because we got to get that one right, big time. The other day on the radio, we talked about, on SiriusXM Patriot, we talked about addiction, because we were talking about TikTok, and it was just obvious how many people are addicted to it. But we're addicted to lots of things, and I'm addicted to things, and I have an addictive personality and can easily be addicted to things, so I got to put a lot of safeguards up so I don't jump into things that I could be addicted to. Unhealthy things. So I shared a couple stories on the radio, and then I want to share here one that I didn't share on the regular radio. First, one point I did make is I told a story about strength. We've heard the story before of the seal that Ben Franklin wanted. What did Ben Franklin want the seal of America to be? And it was Moses crossing the Red Sea, parting the Red Sea with the Israelites, Pharaoh behind him. Because America was the second great exodus from tyranny, which is pretty amazing because Ben Franklin was like the secular founder and that's what he wanted the seal of America to be, right? Pretty cool. But have you ever heard what John Adams wanted the seal of America to be? John Adams wanted the seal of America, the symbol of America, not the eagle, right? We ended up with the eagle. These guys didn't want that. John Adams wanted the symbol of America to be Hercules, Isn't that amazing? So the story is Hercules is in the woods and he comes across two women. And the first was modestly dressed. She had a dignity and a confidence about her. And the other woman was more provocatively dressed, like a TikTok reel. And she said to Hercules, "Hercules, I see that you are in doubt about which path to take towards life. Make me your friend. Follow me, and I will lead you along the pleasantest and easiest road. You shall taste all the sweets of life, and hardship you shall never know. First of wars and worries you shall not think, but shall ever be considering what choice food or drink you can find, what sight or sound will delight you, what touch or perfume, what tender love can give you most joy, what bed the softest slumbers, and how to come by all these pleasures with least trouble. You shall have the fruits of others' toil, and refrain from nothing that can bring you gain." This is Xenophon from 400 BC writing this. So Hercules said, "Lady, what is your name?" And she said, "My friends call me Happiness, but among those that hate me, I am nicknamed Vice."
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This is what John Adams, he thought this story was so important, this should be the symbol of America. So the other woman says, "Well, I will not deceive you by a pleasant prelude. I will rather tell you truly the things that are, as the gods have ordained them. For of all things good and fair, the gods give nothing to man without toil and effort. If you want the favor of the gods, you must worship the gods. If you desire the love of friends, you must do good to your friends. If you covet honor from a city, you must aid that city. If you are wanting to win the admiration of all of Greece for virtue, you must strive to do good for Greece. If you want land to yield the fruits in abundance, you must cultivate that land. If you're resolved to get wealth from flocks, you must care for those flocks. If you want to grow great through war and want power to liberate your friends and subdue your foes, you must learn the arts of war from those who know them and must practice their right use. And if you want your body to be strong, you must accustom your body to be the servant of your mind and train it with toil and sweat." It's amazing. And the harlot jumps in. She says, "Hercules, mark you, how hard and long is that road to joy of which this woman tells. But I will lead you by a short and easy road to happiness." And Virtue gives a long speech. And she says, "The people who take that road, the people who live by pleasure early in their life, they grow to regret it. But those who work hard in their youth, they grow old with wisdom. They're favored by the gods, beloved by their friends, honored by their country." So John Adams wanted this to be the symbol of America. If you Google Matisse, the choice of Hercules, it's pretty much that. There's a lot of them. And that's actually the point. My favorite part of John Adams, so he wrote a letter to his wife saying this is what he wanted the seal of America to be, where one woman is pointing to a mountain, and then the other woman glancing at her flowery paths of pleasure, wantonly reclining on the ground, displaying the charms of her elegance in person, so scantily clad, to seduce him into vice. He's like, that's what I want the seal to be. But too much going on and not original. I love it. Like, it'd be too complicated for a seal and not original. That's amazing to me. Not original. I've gone 30 whatever years of my life, never even heard that story. And John Adams is like, everyone's heard it before. It's too, you know. How do we live in a country today where I've never even heard of it? And back then there were so many paintings of it that John Adams is like, meh. Pilgrim's Progress has many scenes like this as well, but Christian meets Mr. Worldly Wisdom. And Mr. Worldly Wisdom says, what are you carrying this burden for? Oh, that silly book? Pff, no, don't go the way of that silly book. Come with me. And you shall meet with much safety, friendship, and contentment. Same message. So I think about that. Strength, virtue, toil, hiking up a mountain. It's hard, but that's what life is, and it should be. And when you cave to the seductive woman and you go the way of vice, it's easy, but it's not good. We need to be strong people. Addiction is gluttony. Lacking self-control, it's lacking temperance. Temperance is a cardinal virtue. Cardinal comes from the Latin word meaning hinge, like the hinge of a door. It's of which all else hinges. All the other virtues, all the other good things of life hinge on these four cardinal virtues, and temperance is one of them. Self-control. So that's the strength thing. I think of that story a lot. The other thing I think of when it comes to addiction is I don't want to be a slave to anyone. Do you want to be a slave? People bossing you around, forcing you to do things, telling you what to do? No way, of course not. But someone told me many years ago that you can not only be a slave to someone, you can also be a slave to something. So I hate that. I hate the idea of being a slave to a thing, whether I'm a slave to coffee in the morning or ice cream at night or whatever it is you're a slave to. You're a slave to this thing in your pocket, this glowing screen on your pocket. You're a slave to the algorithm. It's true. Seneca said, show me a man who isn't a slave, meaning they don't exist. One who's a slave to sex, another to money, another to ambition. All are slaves to hope or fear. And almost all of us are slaves to our phone. This is what I did not share on the radio, though. Not that I hold back, but I wanted to save this one just for you, just for us. There is one person I want to be a slave to. Jesus. The word doulos is in the Bible as a word that the disciples used to describe themselves. Their identity statement is doulos, slave, slave to Christ. Romans 1:1, Paul, he said, Paul, a slave to Christ. That's what it says, doulos. But most translations, see what the ESV says specifically. A servant. It almost always translated as servant. A servant of Christ. That's not it. You'll hear bond servant. What's a bond servant? I don't know what that is. And a lot of these translations, they don't like to use the word slave because of the connotations of our slavery. But come on, we're smarter than that. A slave of Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said. That's who I am. Having been set apart for the gospel of God. Romans 6:16. Do you not know that when you go on presenting yourself to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? You're a slave to one or the other. You are a slave, so choose. You get to choose who you are going to be a slave to. Let us not be slaves of the flesh, slaves of our passions, slaves to our addictions, slaves to our phones. Let's be slaves to Christ only. If only we spent as much time as we do scrolling in His Word. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial free, transcript, usually the night before as well. On the website, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.